This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Officials say they'll consider bias charges in the attack on Club Q in Colorado Springs. Colorado's U.S. Attorney Cole Finnegan says they're working with the FBI, as well as the DA's office and Colorado Springs Police.
I just want to reiterate and reaffirm that the Department of Justice is looking at all aspects of this case.
The shooter will be held without bond on charges contained in a sealed arrest warrant after he's released from the hospital in the next couple of days. Preliminary charges include 5 counts of first-degree murder and 5 counts of bias-motivated crime causing bodily injury. However, formal charges could be several weeks away. Colorado's severe respiratory season continues to hit hard, especially young kids. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Denver mom Lonnie Young says her 2-month-old Malcolm got RSV. She says she consulted with her doctor when Malcolm's breathing got labored, with his stomach sort of sucking in under his ribs.
He just kept getting worse. Just the amount of effort he was putting in to breathe was really obvious. And, you know, for just such a tiny little baby, it was really stressful to watch.
Malcolm was admitted to a children's hospital. He was put on oxygen, got steadily better, and was released a few days later. The state reports hospital capacity is tight, but urges people seek help in an emergency. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The National Weather Service says you can expect one more nice afternoon along the Front Range before cooler air and some snow moves in tomorrow through Thanksgiving. In Denver, it's 51 and cloudy. This is CPR News in KRCC.